Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Stay with us to find out more about the Montego Bay Export Center and later or Jamaican saying of the day on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Agricultural exports at the Montego Bay Export Center, located at the Sangster International Airport, are growing rapidly. That's the word from Export Complex Manager at the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch in Montego Bay, Dalton Hastings. The growth is due to increasing demand for Jamaican fresh produce overseas, and Mr. Hastings is encouraging stakeholders in the agro industry, especially farmers, to utilize the agency's facilities and services to capitalize on this opportunity to turn a profit.
Based on the sensitive nature of the airline industry and the pressure nature of agricultural commodity, you might have delay, you might have cancellation of flight. So which is why we have a cold storage facility, which will facilitate storage of agricultural commodity. We are putting all infrastructures necessary to make the business grow.
Mr. Hastings says due to the higher airlift capacity in Montego Bay, in comparison to Kingston, more than 80% of the island's agricultural cargo transported by plane is sent via Montego Bay.
The top commodity we have is papaya, followed by yam, followed by ugly. We're doing up to our 5,000 bucks, to 5,000 boxes of papaya in 1 day.
All the requisite entities in the export process are based at the Montego Bay Export Center, which offers a complete service, resulting in very little, if any, hassle for exporters. Noting that there is a pre-clearance program for 52 items that can be fast-tracked for export into the United States, Mr. Hastings is, however, urging exporters to venture into other in-demand crops such as turmeric. Farmers interested in working with the Mobe Export Center are urged to do the following. Work with packing facilities that meet the Export Center's requirements. Engage JAMPRO to get the requisite licenses and approach the cargo sections of their preferred airlines. The Export Center will assist with the necessary steps that follow. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Travelers to Jamaica are required to declare all agricultural products, such as seeds, fruits, vegetables and grown provisions, to prevent the introduction of pests such as insects, fungus, virus and mollusk that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. This declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage and carry-on luggage, as well as shipped items. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you can't bear the name, no play the game. Translation: if you cannot bear the name, don't play the game. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you don't want to be blamed, keep away from shady deals. A similar meaning is, if you can't bear the consequences, avoid the situation entirely. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.